Good evening. Thank you for tuning in to WFHB for a very exciting Firehouse session. This is Abby, and I'm thrilled to be here with Durand Jones, who will be performing Thursday night at the Bluebird. Durand is here with guitar players Drake Ritter and Ben Lumsdaine. Thank you all so much for being here, making time to do this.
It's our pleasure. Thank you so much.
We will have the chance to talk with Durand about his debut solo album, Wait Till I Get Over. But before we do, would you be able to start us out with a song?
Sure. I'm going to start this session with something very sweet and tender to a very beautiful lady I wrote out in Louisiana. We're going to call her Jerry Marie.
Jerry Marie, so fine, so free, baby. And when she smiles at me, the whole world starts to quake under my feet. And this I know, that's made of dreams. I'll be laying next to Miss Murray, and this I know.
Well, welcome back to Bloomington.
Hey, thank you. It's good
We're
to be
so
back.
Happy you're here. Your debut solo album, Wait Till I Get Over, comes out on May 5th via Dead Oceans. And you are playing at the Bluebird on Thursday. How are you feeling?
Feeling super excited about it. You know, I haven't played in Bloomington post-pandemic yet. So this feels like the most beautiful way to be welcomed back to my quote-unquote second home.
Well, that's I wanted to give listeners who may not know about your Bloomington ties a little bit of background about your history here. When were you in Bloomington? How long were you in Bloomington?
I first moved up here. Well, I should preface this. I would like to categorize myself or affiliate myself with the group The Bloomerangs, the folks who move away from Bloomington and come back and move away and come back and move away and come back. I came here in 2012. I stayed here until 2014. Then I moved back here at the end of 2015 and then moved away in 17, moved back here in 18 for a little bit, and then moved back down to Louisiana. I haven't been back since, but I've been visiting a bunch and making music here and visiting friends. And this is going to be a place that's always going to be a second home for me. Yeah.
And the album was recorded and mixed in town also, right?
That's correct, at Russian Recording Studios. Shout out to Mike Bradowski, Mikey B, baby. We love you. We love you, dog.
And most of the band also from Bloomington?
Yes. Let me introduce these guys that I have with me. I'm going to get them to talk a little bit about this record, too, because they honestly were the thing that made this thing so special. They really saw me. And they saw my vision, and they wanted to see it and realize it in every way possible. Got Drake Ritter over here, as well as Ben Lumsdaine.
Hello, Bloomington.
Hi.
Well, we are so happy that you're back here, and it gives us, I know, at the station a lot of hometown pride. You know, to play your music, and we got a lot of fans at the station and in Bloomington, and it's been very cool for us to watch your trajectory over the past many years.
Thank you.
I think now would be a good time for another song if you're ready.
Sure. I want to do this little tune. This is another tune dedicated to a lady out in New Orleans area, Louisiana. We're going to call her Sadie, because if her husband found out what we did together, he would not be a happy man. So you'll see what this song's about.
You done got your man on the run, leaving and lying it off is the same. What's not to do when there's no one to blame? Oh Zadie, you know what we done was a cold evening when he was gone. That man is moving to the unknown. Don't you shed no tears, my dear, yeah. 'Cause baby, you know what we done. Oh, my dear. Feeling lonely in a house of two. Oh, Miss Sadie, ain't know what to do. Don't you know, Miss Sadie, he got wise to always lay low. 'Cause baby, you know what we done.
Thank you so much. That's my favorite so far.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
For some context for our listeners, I wanted to start talking about how much of the new album is centered around and inspired by your relationship with your hometown of Hillaryville, Louisiana. Can you paint us a little picture of Hillaryville and what life was like growing up there?
Yeah, for sure. Hillaryville is this little small town. It's maybe about like 500 to 700 folks out in the rural Gulf South of Louisiana. And doing research and finding out information about this smaller place, I found that it was given to 8 formerly enslaved men as a form of reparations from this plantation that is still standing today called the Homeless House Plantation. The Homeless House Plantation was one of the richest plantations in the country. Their cash crop was sugarcane, which was known to be one of the most dangerous jobs that a enslaved person would have to work. People who worked on sugarcane plantations had shorter lifespans. They were more prone to injuries and disease. And so this plantation had over 10,000 acres of sugarcane, 3 sugar mills. So not only were these folks working and tilling the land forcefully, but they also were packaging and processing the sugar as well. Finding out about this, all this information, and realizing that immediately once these folks were free, what they decided to do was build a community for themselves, build a school so that they can educate themselves, have a sense of community with general stores and churches and restaurants and motels and bars. And they just wanted to feel human. And I think it's also really a case for reparations to be a continuing conversation that America should have. And so, yeah, I felt that, you know, if I wanted to make a record that's personal and about myself, then I had to start there, because that's the community that made me who I am today.
That's very cool. Do you still have family there?
Yeah. Most of my family still lives out mm-hmm. there.
Are they musical too?
It's strange. Like, no, I'm like the weird redheaded black sheep kid in my family. I'm the weird hippie guy. But my grandmother, who was also always have been a huge influence on my life, she loved to play organ, but just casually. We had one in the house, house, yeah.
And now you are living in San Antonio, Texas.
I am.
What took you there?
I was living in Hillaryville at the time. You know, being a traveling musician and being on the road like 150 days of the year, it was great going back to Hillaryville, but then being stuck there during the pandemic made me realize I need to see more of the world before mm-hmm. I truly, truly settled down there. But I had fun while I was there during the pandemic. I got to have a garden, which I've always wanted to do, and got to go fishing every day because I live right on the Mississippi River. You know, that was really nice, but I need to see a little bit more of the world first before I truly settle back there.
From the 3 singles that you've released so far, I feel like this album feels and sounds different from a Duran Jones and the Indications album. And I think it's soulful, but I don't think I would categorize it as a soul album. And I was just curious what your thoughts are about the sound and what you were trying to achieve.
Yeah, for sure. I wanted to first and foremost make this project art forward, and I really do feel like everything that we put on this record was put with intention. There's nothing there for like filler. There's like everything, and I relied very heavily on my friends mainly the two guys that are here with me right now, Drake Ritter and Ben Lumsdaine. They were really receptive to what I felt as to what I wanted from this record. And they not only asked me for musical influences, they asked me for books like Sula, Toni Morrison, Just Above My Head, James Baldwin, Grapefruit, Yoko Ono. I'm thinking of Jesmyn Ward in her books, The Men We Reaped, Salvage the Bones. And then we even took visual artists and got inspiration from them. Not the musician, but the sculptist Nick Cave and his sound suits. Gotta specify that. As well as Anna Buckner and her quilt paintings, who was a Bloomington native here at one point in time. Teresita Fernandez, poets like Claudia Rankine and Fred Moten. And these guys really took that stuff, they soaked it in, and I really do feel like it became a really beautiful process for what this record became. If you don't mind, I really would like to ask them, like, their approach and how they, you know.
Yeah.
It feels like some of the visuals informed some decisions that you would otherwise be unsure of.
Just
there needs to be intent behind everything that was on the record. So nothing can be there for no reason. Otherwise, it's got to go.
I think it's the first time I was worked on a record where we didn't really reference any other music. I feel like we mm-hmm. only were referencing other art, and not like, okay, so we're kind of going for like a Sheryl Crow vibe on mm-hmm. this one, you know? Yeah, and so that was kind of nice. I mean, we obviously talked about different eras of music and influences and stuff like that, but yeah, most of the time, if we were trying to like sculpt a sound or something, it was like, how do we make this sound like a busted car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like, how do we make this sound
like a feeling or like...
Yeah. Or a trailer. Or how do we make this groove
mm-hmm.
amorphous, like this quilt painting, all that.
Yeah. How do we make this guitar sound like a air conditioning unit in a window or
something? Yeah. Yeah. Like, how would it sound if you were drifting?
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
Well, let's hear another one. I think this might be the last one.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Hey.
Have you here all night.
Yeah. If they want to hear more, you got to come out to the Bluebird on Thursday, baby. David James is going to open up too. It's going to be nice. This next one is titled Lord Have Mercy.
Sunday morning still. Grand's all dressed up and she's headed to church. But I'm in bed tired from last night's work. So Lord, please, have mercy on me. And some ladies down the street telling people the news. But what they don't really know that she happened to clue round the way and up above. Some folks flying high, see sad smiles in their eyes. They ain't doing fine. Oh Lord, please, oh, have mercy on me. Can you see me in those sad smiling eyes? Can you see me in those sad smiling eyes? Mama, can you hear me in those sad smiling eyes? Yeah. Oh, mama, can you hear me in those sad smiling eyes? Thank you. mama couldn't tell me about the feeling I feel, but the love lets me know, baby. She'll love me, have mercy on me.
You've been listening to Duran Jones here on WFHB. Where can WFHB listeners connect with you online?
You can find me on Instagram, Duran Jones Official, Duran-Jones.com. There you can find all the information about where we're going to be in the world and what's happening for the rest of the year with this project. If you want to buy the record or buy some merch, check out the website and all that jazz.
I love the merch.
Thank you so much.
T-shirts are very nice. Duran, Drake, and Ben, thank you so much again for joining us. It's been so much fun.
Thank you.
I hope you have a great record release and tour. Duran Jones is playing this Thursday night, April 27th, at the Bluebird in Bloomington. The show starts at 8 p.m. The new album, Wait Till I Get Over, will be out via Dead Oceans on May 5th. And I have a feeling you'll be hearing a lot of it on WFHB. This is Abby Neruzzi, and I'd like to give many thanks to our music director, Christine Brackenhoff, engineers Jim Lang and Chama Henry, general manager Jar Turner, and to you for tuning in to WFHB. And thank you, DJ Bracky, taking it back over to you in the air room.